My name is Jeff Archie, and thank you for joining us once again on this broadcast. As we return once again to the book of Jude, let us pick up with verse 4, and let us consider now that we are to be not only set to contend for the faith, but verses 4 and 19 we will classify as we are to be set apart from ungodly men. Now, right off the bat, we know to follow an ungodly person obviously is not according to God's will. As we think about that, we're reminded in Psalm 1 in verse 1 when the psalmist said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate day and night." Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Or in other words, listen to what the ungodly has to say and just make that a part of his life. You know, there's a saying called, "Beware of the GIGO method," G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. And we know that what we hear and read influences us very much. Well, here, as we note in verse 4, here are individuals who made the truth into a lie. They are individuals who crept in, or like they came through the back door, or in other words, they would hit you from the blind side when you least expect. In other words, you didn't see them coming. Now, it's a challenge within the church that shepherds or overseers or bishops, elders, pastors, presbyters, all these names for those that oversee a local congregation of the church should be aware and know. Listen to Acts 20, verse 28, when Paul told the elders there at the church at Ephesus that the Holy Spirit had made them overseers, that they may feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood. And he reminded them that after his departing, grievous wolves would enter in among them, not sparing the flock. So there is a warning to beware of those that would come in with erroneous teaching. Folks, not every church teaches correctly. When we see the church in the New Testament, we are to follow by the Word of God. But just because there is a named church over a door doesn't signify that the truth is being taught. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4 and verse 1. We also know of those who have changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature or the creation more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 1:25. Now, within this text of Jude, verses 4 through 19, we go through a bit of a history lesson. He mentions the children of Israel in Sodom and Gomorrah. He mentions Cain that we can read of in Genesis 4, Balaam in Numbers 22 through 24, and Korah in Numbers 16. Verses 5 through 11 deal with this history lesson to where Jude, in essence, is saying, let's learn from the past not to repeat the mistakes here in the present, because then we'll be marked in the future. Clear common sense description stands forth here in verses 12 and 13. In other words, no profit for good, and you're contributing to the bad. Verses 14 and 15 reminds us how judgment will come upon these type of individuals. In Romans, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9, Paul says, "But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile." That's Romans 2, 8 through 10. So we see that good will come if indeed we will live faithful to the Lord. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, we are reminded, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Judgment indeed will come upon the ungodly men who will speak things that are not true and lead people away. We also find in verses 16 through 19 how there are warnings from the apostles on this. and how Jude pleaded that we were warned and advised. Well, we go back and look, for example, in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Paul wrote to this young man, "Time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." And then Paul in his next letter to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3, "For the time will come, where they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Let's read a lengthy warning from Peter in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Peter, in writing to the church, scattered abroad, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves a swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, and they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. They speak against authority in a rude way. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption." My friends, we've just read a sample of how these that are ungodly, how we need to be set apart. Don't listen to them. Don't even give them a moment. And a start to finish history from the Bible concerning the ungodly men that lead others astray. Of course, we can be led today. Thus a reminder for us to be set apart from these types. My friend, let me ask you a question. Are you certain the church where you attend is walking according to Scripture? Have you tested what is taught, what is believed? Have you looked closely at the Scripture and become a student of the Word and know what God's will is? My friends, we must be set apart from ungodly men and make certain that we are not misled the wrong way. And now, let's consider verses 20 through 25. From this text, we build from the set to the set apart, to now one is set and ready with compassion on others. Now, one more time, let us just read verses 20 through 25, to where he gives us encouragement to the Christian. "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." You see, when you're set and ready with compassion as a Christian, two things that we note. Such dedication builds self first, and then such dedication builds yourself for other people. From time to time, I fly, and when I'm flying in a plane and they begin to go over all the details, one thing they mention is, in case of the cabin lacking air pressure, an oxygen mask will fall down from above you.
and they show you how to put it on, and they tell you, you put it on first, then you're able to assist children or others who need that help. Well, if you try to put it on the child first, then you can't get it on yourself. They're not able to help you because they didn't know to begin with. So it's important that we take care of self first. It's very easy for us to be critical of other people, but yet we're not doing good ourselves, which in essence puts us in the same boat. So let me suggest that we think about this, that such will build oneself on faith, the gospel that we've said about, in prayer, in love, and we look for mercy. In so doing, we become faithful people, prayerful people, loving people, and merciful people. And as we build ourselves, then we're able to look on others with that compassion to save, to grow in our knowledge to teach, to keep our focus, to keep us safe in Christ where we will not fall. You see, laboring people, my friends, will not be losing people. So it all begins with you today, my friend. And that's why we can end Jude 25 by saying, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we're able to conclude this thought from the book of Jude, to know that such power and strength to God results in us being set apart, set in place, and set for use. My friend, I ask you today, are you set apart in service to God? Have you left the world and all its supposedly glory therein? Would you allow yourself to obey the gospel and be set in place for Him, and then be set in use for His service to do His good will? My friends, we hope so. If you just simply respond to the Lord in simple trusting faith, as Jesus commanded us to believe on Him, John 8:24. If you'll repent of your sins as He commanded us in Luke 13:3-5. If you'll confess Him as He commanded us in Matthew 10:32-33. If you'll be buried with Him in baptism as He's commanded us in Mark 16:16. And then continue to walk faithful for Him as He's commanded us in Revelation 2:10. My friend, that is how you are set apart unto God. He has paid the price through the beloved blood of His Son that you may be saved. Will you respond to Him? You'll be set in place for Him and in His service. You'll be set for use to go about His will and His way. And my friends, we want you to do just that. We hope this study of the book of Jude has been of encouragement to you.